USA Radio News.
First Lady Melania Trump spoke out today against cyberbullying as part of her Be Best campaign. The First Lady was speaking in Rockville, Maryland.
In today's global society, social media is an inevitable part of our children's daily lives. It can be used in many positive ways, but can also be destructive and harmful when used incorrectly.
Italian actress Asia Argento recently settled a complaint filed against her by actor Jimmy Bennett, who says she sexually assaulted him when he was 17 years old. Argento, one of the leaders of the Me Too movement, allegedly paid Bennett $380,000 last year. That's according to the New York Times. The jury in the criminal trial against former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort resumed today, beginning its third day of deliberations. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Late in 2017, President Trump was able to pass a tax cut plan. Now there's been talk of a phase two to a tax cut plan. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and also a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She talks about how she looks at tax reform.
Listen, I like to think about tax reform phasing in three different ways. The first was that first month of this year when we saw businesses start to offer bonuses and increase compensation because of the tax reform law. Now that was just a one-time bonus for workers, but obviously it benefited millions of workers in this country. Secondly, there was a change in the withholding table, so people's paychecks started to get bigger. And now, thirdly, we're starting to see some of the economics, some of those fundamentals change in response to changes in the tax law. Making the United States a competitive place to do business again is good for business, but it's even better for workers.
A new study from a European university says one-third of a farmer's fruit and vegetables never make it to store shelves. The reason? Because it's either the wrong size or misshaped. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Former CIA Director John Brennan, having his security clearance pulled, is still in the news as Brennan is threatening to sue President Trump over this. Today on Fox and Friends, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich had some strong words for Brennan and other folks in the Democratic Party.
Well, my problem with him is he's totally out of touch with reality. I mean, how would you like to have a director of Central Intelligence so lacking in common sense that he thinks he can write a tweet accusing the President of the United States of the equivalent of treason, high crimes and misdemeanors, and then explain that he's really not political? Look, John Brennan is totally political. He was basically a toady to President Obama. He participated in lying to the American people about what happened in Libya and Benghazi. And frankly, Brennan should never have been director of the Central Intelligence, and it's a little disheartening to watch the old boys club get together and write a collective letter, which they did this weekend, in defending Brennan. There is no natural right to retain your security clearance. The president has every right to set up a procedure for repealing it. And in the case of Brennan, his public activities, I think, more than justify repealing it. Finally, he was the head of the CIA during the period they claimed the Russians were engaged in trying to affect the election.
Brennan has not responded to any of Gingrich's comments as of yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.